Great. So thank you, Marianne, and I'm very excited to present on Collaborate for Healthy Weight, where we used quality improvement and focused on integrating public health, primary care, and community-based organizations to promote healthy weight nationwide. I have no relationships to disclose. And I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge our funder, HRSA, and also the many Collaborate for Healthy Weight Project Consortium members, faculty, and staff, as well as many participating collaborative teams. And we really appreciate their guidance and dedication to the project, so thank you very much. So for today's talk, I'm going to discuss the design of the Healthy Weight Collaborative. I'm going to share some innovative models for integrating the three key sectors of public health, primary care, and community-based organizations to advance public health goals based on promoting healthy weight. I'm going to highlight some key results from the 49 participating collaborative teams and describe some lessons that we learned regarding a virtual learning collaborative. So as Marianne briefly mentioned, childhood obesity is a significant and challenging public health issue, and what adds to the complexity for treatment and intervention efforts is that it's affected by various genetic, behavioral, and social and environmental factors. And because obesity is influenced by determinants of health across many different levels, we used a socio-ecological theory throughout the design of the project. And this approach also aligns with a Healthy People 2020 action model, which is presented here, and highlights the importance of intervening across many different levels, but also so focusing on the individual, but also the various social, community, and broader environmental influences, and also highlights the importance of engaging multiple sectors in order to improve outcomes related to obesity. And so this slide presents the overall mission of Collaborate for Healthy Weight. And for this talk, I'm going to be focusing on a key activity of the project, which was a Healthy Weight Collaborative. And the collaborative used quality improvement methods to identify, share, and spread evidence-based clinical and community interventions. There were a total of 49 participating teams, and each team had a representative from one of the three sectors of primary care, public health, and community. And there are two phases, each a 1 year in length, and phase one was primarily in person, and we had 10 teams participating, which engaged in a traditional breakthrough series learning collaborative, and it really served as a pilot for phase two in that the measures and some of the collaborative strategies were tested and refined for phase two, which was then entirely virtual, and we opened it up to recruit 39 additional teams across the country. And so this slide presents the distribution of collaborative teams by HRSA region, and the darkly shaded states had a phase one team located there. And I also want to highlight that each team had to identify a target population, and there was quite a range of target populations within the team, some as small as a particular school, and some teams identified their target population to be as broad as a city. So teams address community transformation to promote healthy weight through six key strategies here. And we developed certain resources such as the implementation guide and changes that Marianne alluded to with specific activities to implement these six strategies. And there was also a set of measures that teams were provided with to monitor and track improvement and progress along these six strategies. And I'm going to highlight later in my talk a few key strategies that stood out to us as particularly important. So we learned a lot. Phase two ended in last March of 2013, and I wanted to highlight three key takeaways that we learned. First, I'm going to highlight three of the six strategies that seemed to have the greatest reach on a target population and that teams were most successful in implementing. I'm also going to show how the collaborative provided a framework for effective implementation and integration of key changes to promote healthy weight. And I'm also going to touch on the power and the role of the virtual aspect of the collaborative to establish a framework for broad dissemination and spread of efforts. So first, I'm going to touch on the three key strategies that we found teams to be the most successful in implementing and to have the broadest reach, which were strategies two through four. And strategy two was around a healthy weight message. And each team was asked to identify a healthy weight message tailored particularly to their target population. And a healthy weight message is considered valuable because it not only unifies a team around a central message to promote healthy behaviors, but it also can be posted and disseminated across the community in multiple settings to create awareness within that community. And a strong message can also reframe the obesity conversation in a positive way to focus on healthy behaviors rather than obesity itself. And so here are a couple of examples, and I want to draw your attention to the one on the left, which is an example from Holyoke in Massachusetts, where it was translated into Spanish and showed how some teens really took in cultural competency when designing their message for their particular target population. And the healthy weight message was the development, dissemination, and spread of healthy weight messages was one of the most notable and overwhelming successes of the collaborative. Across phase one and phase two alone, the healthy weight message reached over 200,000 individuals with their healthy weight message. Each team, or almost all teams, designed one that was tailored to their specific target population, and almost 40% of teams integrated their healthy weight message into at least one activity or setting across each of the three target sectors. So next I'm going to be grouping strategies three and four because they're very much related, and these were healthy weight assessments and healthy weight plans. And the central idea here is that assessing weight status and behaviors is really the first step to promoting healthy conversations around and respectful conversations around health and weight. And teams worked to make sure that everyone in their target population had their weight assessed, and then developed healthy weight plans, which are essentially a tool that can be used by providers with patients to discuss different behaviors to promote healthy weight, such as physical activity levels or amount of fruits and vegetables eaten every day, and then identify key changes that can be used to that seem as though the patient should change to promote healthy weight, and then develop an action plan to attain those goals. And so there was great improvements made with these strategies. The implementation of healthy weight assessments had a 9-fold increase in phase two alone in non-ambulatory settings. And the implementation of weight plans there was a 16-fold increase. And what I want to highlight here for these strategies that I've just highlighted is that teams used quality improvement methods and PDSA cycles to refine and test the healthy weight plans or the messages to make sure that they really applied to their target population and that there was uptake in those communities. So next, I'm going to be highlighting how the collaborative framework really enabled teams to implement and integrate key changes across settings to promote healthy weight. And what I want to focus on here is, in particular, how the changes were made in a way that showed collaboration and integrating efforts across sectors to really break down silos in childhood obesity prevention efforts. For example, there was a team in Tennessee where a hospital, which is the primary care sector, partnered with a school, which is the community sector, to ensure that the school playgrounds were available on weekends and after school hours as an opportunity for kids to have physical activity. And I also want to highlight how the Healthy Weight Collaborative provided a framework, or actionable framework, that enabled teams to make changes that aligned with key national recommendations to promote healthy weight. And so this table shows the number of healthy weight teams that made a series of changes that promote physical activity, which aligns with the National Prevention Strategy priority area of active living. And I know there's a lot of information there. I'm going to draw your attention to the top bar, which was a key change of adopting messaging or promotion materials to promote physical activity. And you can see that there are 41 total teams that made that change, but there are 38, which is indicated by the red section, that made that change in more than one setting. And so again, that shows how we were very excited by, as you can see, the amount of red section in these bars, changes that were made across multiple settings. And this is a similar graph that highlights the changes that teams made to promote healthy weight healthy eating behaviors, aligning with a national prevention strategy of healthy eating. And the top three changes made were adopting messaging or promotional materials to promote consumption of nutrition foods, adopting policies to promote healthy eating, and to build social support and community linkages to promote healthy eating. And again, we love seeing all that red, showing that these changes were made in more than one setting. So, and finally, I want to touch on the power of the virtual engagement. And the virtual aspect of phase two of the collaborative really allowed us to bring in a lot more community teams into the collaborative. And is that time? Okay, thank you. So it really allowed us to bring in a lot more teams into the collaborative with a broader reach and really with minimal changes in staff from phase one to phase two. It also provided us with an opportunity to pilot and refine strategies for virtual engagement. So in phase two of the collaborative, we tried things like chats or virtual chats on action calls or having different video cams on virtual learning series to have more of a personal feel, and virtual breakout rooms to allow for small group discussions and these virtual conversations. And finally, the collaborative really, since it was all developed, the phase two was in the virtual space, it really set up a framework for widespread dissemination and spread of lessons learned and strategies that were used by teams. And since the collaborative ended, teams have continued to stay engaged in their work. They've reported that they're continuing to collect data on collaborative measures. Many of the teams are continuing to work together or apply QI skills in their efforts to promote healthy weight or in other public health areas. And we actually had a call with phase one teams just last week. Some of the phase one team leads reached out to NICHQ saying that they really would love to reconnect and hear what other teams were doing and hear some of the results of phase two. So we're very excited to hear their continued interest and hope to collaborate with the work that we're doing. So what I hope this presentation has demonstrated is how quality improvement is a promising approach to improve public health in that it not only facilitates community transformation to promote healthy weight in a short time frame, but it also supports communities' ability to adapt and implement national public health guidelines. Quality improvement can also foster collaboration and shared learning across many different sectors, and it can be applied to a virtual space for a broader reach and touch and impact, and it also provides a framework for sustainability and spread of changes that teams made. And so NICHQ is now working to develop the CanDo playbook, which is an interactive and self-guided, self-directed guide to creating healthier communities based on the six strategies that I just presented, but it will go into more detail, and really the objective is to share the learnings of the collaborative on a broader scale, and it will launch publicly this winter. And I would also invite you to visit NICHQ's website to learn more about this project, as well as how to apply quality improvement to other maternal and child health issues. Thank you.